Hello. All right. I'm coming out of my comfort zone right now because normally, in everything I do in my career, I'm always in hiding behind something. You know, I have a lead singer for The Roots, and, you know, I don't have to talk much when I DJ. But tonight's a very, very special night. So when they told me to curate the jam session, you know, of course I could have went the obvious route and, you know, I've done this, what, twice before, once with Herbie Hancock and once with John Paul Jones. So I was trying to figure out what magic could I make happen tonight. And so, they told me, you know, carte blanche, you know, you can do whatever you want, we'll make it happen for you. So, what I'm gonna do is take you guys back. This is a time machine, by the way. This is a time machine. I'm gonna take you guys back to a magical place in New York City called Electric Lady Studios. And for those that, you know, follow my career, you know that a majority of my work has been done inside that studio. A lot of magical projects have been done. So what I wanted to do was gather some of the musicians that we've worked together in that clubhouse and made some magic happen. So up first, guitarist for The Roots, 9 years, almost 10 years deep. You saw him tonight kick ass. Captain Kirk Douglas on guitar. I brought him up first so he can give us some ambient music. You know. Play something lovely for us, Kirk. You know. He's tuning up. I don't know any jokes, so, you know. Oh, that's cool. That little arpeggios like that. Okay, so second up, another longtime collaborator. He's worked with me on Roots albums. He's sort of like the Billy Preston to our Beatles. He's co-produced and worked on Erykah Badu's albums, Common's record, D'Angelo's album, Bilal's record, and a whole slew of other albums. One of my favorite keyboard players ever, James Poison. That's your victory, my friend. So up next, I've known this cat since he was like a sophomore in high school. He used to always hang out at James's studio. And James would be like, yo, man, mentor this guy, mentor this guy. I didn't know how to teach people, but when he graduated high school, I gave him his first gig. And his first gig was playing percussion on a little monumental tour that we did in 2000 called the Voodoo Tour with D'Angelo. He's now been our percussionist in The Roots for about 11 years now. My right-hand man, Frank Knuckles, on percussion. Frank knows how to make an entrance. Okay, so up next, I've known this cat for about 15 years. I think I met this cat at a BB King session. I was taking a nap in the break room when D'Angelo and BB King did this song together. And he woke me up like, yo man, I found the next James Jamerson. James Jamerson was the house player for Motown Records. All that classic bass lines and one of the greatest soulful bassists ever. This man, like, he's a bassist bass player. Pino Palladino on bass, y'all. Being a fan of James Brown, most James Brown fans know that the true sound of James Brown is the sound of Maceo Parker playing saxophone. My James Brown when I was growing up was Prince. And his Maceo Parker, man, I mean, he's the soundtrack of my life, you know. I'm in awe of this. This is my Maceo Parker. He's done crazy work. All Prince fans know of Madhouse's side group, and he's done crazy, crazy, crazy work. Too incredible for words. Give it up for the incomparable Eric Leeds on saxophone, y'all. Coming up next, another hero of mine from that same circle. I mean, one of my all-time favorite bands in music when I was growing up and I idolized was The Time. Any fans of The Time out there? I mean, when I called him, he agreed to do it. I was amazed. I didn't think he'd do it, but one of the most incredible guitar players ever, 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 ever. Jesse Johnson on guitar, y'all. Give it up. Magically appeared. Coming up next. From the P-Funk family. What can I say, y'all? You cool? From the P-Funk family, y'all. Our special guest singer, Kendra Foster, y'all, from P-Funk. Give it up. I've been waiting 12 years to say this. Ladies and gentlemen, D'Angelo.